Yes, indeed. Hello, everybody. This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and this is a live show on September 2, 2012, and we're on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And the email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. When you look at the listeners around the world and the process of it, we have a tremendous world. And I was looking at the calendar for today. It's a Labor Day, and happy Labor Day, listeners. I have a lot to say today about labor, and I was looking at the calendar, and it said on the calendar that today's VJ Day in 1945, the victory over Japan. And I looked at the calendar, and I just had all my notes. It usually takes, on the average, for me to pull off a Parker Pathway on RBN, maybe. Show prep about 3.5 days spread over a 6 day time, and I leaned back in the chair and I thought for a minute and I just cried because I remember my ancestors who fought in that war and the things they told me, and of course I went on to, I had my war, but you can't compare what happened there and in Asia, and I don't have any words. I just don't have any words, except to say thank you. And of course, the flag was flown at half mast for the death of Neil Armstrong, and it just happened by serendipity. I had the note on what Obama wrote. He said that Neil's spirit of discovery lives in all men and women who devoted their lives, and the legacy will endure, sparked by a man who taught us enormous powers of one small step, unquote. And then there's a picture of Obama. He posted the words under the picture of himself in a silhouette gazing into the dawn sky, and it was Obama as a picture for the dedication to Neil Armstrong. And I just happened to be serendipity on a note that I was putting together today's show. And I wasn't the same for about 10 minutes. And I was thinking about this. There's something wrong here. There's something wrong here. We need to up the game. We're America. Someone told me about Clint Eastwood, who was at the Republican National Convention. And I have friends there also, and also they'll be at the Democratic Convention. But Clint Eastwood said, well, we own this country. And that's it. That's it. I, as a veteran, I didn't do my veteran duty to my country. I'd do it again in a heartbeat. But I didn't do it to give my, the country over to somebody else. These are heroes in our world. Without them, we wouldn't have space. Without the people that use the labor to do it, we wouldn't have invention. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
The whole process that I was talking about in the year 2006 and 2007 concerning the water molecule and the process of chemicals that attach the water molecule and what happens to it, and of course has evolved into the fact that we now have a lot of movements in the United States of America as a result of our modest attempt to make people aware on the floor of the House and in the Senate of the United States. Looking at the calendar again, on September 1st, 6 years ago, I started on RBN, Parker Pathways. The owner of the station put me in, and in those days, you have to understand, there was the process of, you know, how courageous it was for John Stadmiller to take on the processes that people were not talking about. People were into the 9/11 mentality. We had three firewalls of wars that were going on in the world. No one was really exposing the process of the internalization or the medical biochemistry of the human body such a way in the real world. And, of course, there was the politics of it, which I want to mention of in another segment on the first hour here. So if you go from that time to now, and the idea, remember I've been talking for nearly 3.5 years on air about the process of the human mind and knowledge through our genetic code, and how to develop the process of the DNA code in such a way that it would be helpful to the human condition for survival. And there's been a successful experiment done by Professor George Church at Harvard Medical School, who wrote the text on synthetic biology, which I've talked about many times with Professor Church's work on epigenetics and the pass of genes through siblings in the second generation. His textbook is a total of 53,426 words and 11 images. It has been now successfully written in DNA code. The oligonucleosides, arginine and cysteine for 0, and guanine and thymine for 1, the 0-1 bit code. And the whole, as it stands now, the whole book is in a test tube, and the information is stored, and you can read the book using the DNA code. In other words, there's a process of being able to pass by. You can't rewrite the DNA code that's been stored. So in other words, you can have, as it stands now, you can have a 10 orders of magnitude of information in the DNA code, which would equal a petabyte of information, which is 1,000 terabytes, and that can be stored in less than 1.5 milligrams of DNA, which is equal to 1,000 drops. So in other words, the information can be passed through. Of course, the book that I'm writing will be a process. I'm going to be a part of that experiment along with the process of writing the book in DNA code. And the whole process of the first experiment that was done was a 7,920-bit watermark placed into a synthetic bacterium, and that was done by Dr. Craig Venter's team, who had developed the genome for the human body. Now, the process of these codes, in terms of being able to write and put forth, this means that all of the information in the cosmos, based upon mathematics as we know now, would equal a total of 4 test tubes of DNA. So, and of course, the bacterium can store even more. In fact, they can have, you can have quantum holographies in synthetic myocotes. Myocotes is a fungus. Or you can have the encodings in E. coli bacteria, which is a 12-atom, and 12 atoms of E. coli bacteria. You could store the 4 sections of the Encyclopedia Britannica on 5 E. coli bacteria. And of course, this is exceeding the process of 1 million DVDs. So the process of the transfer of digital information storage in DNA has been successfully begun, and the process of this, of course, for the advancement of the human knowledge is imperative. As you know, I've been involved in the medical electronic record. Of the medical record with the Watson computer in Switzerland, and of course this is the process of all electronic medical records for humans on the earth. That's their plan, is to have it all in for algorithm matching for medical diagnosis. My question for this week to Watson was something that was, I felt, very irritating that a physician had done to a patient. She has megaloblastic lymphoma, which is a very rare kind of lymphoma for the cells that are made in the bone marrow. And this, and I'm always seen as the person of the last resort. And when people can't solve the issue, they'll find me and try to see if I can answer it. But the physician told her, well, you can have the alkaline phosphatase, which is really an energy enzyme for the liver, but under Obamacare, you can't have these other tests. And, of course, those other tests happen to be cytokines, T-cells, CD4s, cells, which are necessary for doing immunology profiles, and immunoglobulins, IgM, and IgG, which are globulins. And, of course, the lymphocytes are important, these T-cells, because B-cells come from plasma cells, which you need you have to make the process of how your cancer is developing. So the doctor said to the patient, as was told to me, he said, well, you don't have AIDS, and so therefore you don't need these tests. And of course, the logic being you can have AIDS, but it you know, you don't have AIDS, but you have, you know, cancer. And, you know, the logic of that. And so it turned out to be a very important patient, this thing, and it landed in my world. And, of course, I went ballistic in terms of the way the medical logic had gone. So I placed my medical question. I have 20 of them. Of course, they're all very sophisticated questions that have to do with processes of biochemistry, encoding, pancreas, kidney development, and certain diseases. But this question, I flew in the thing, and I said, what would you do? You know, I asked Watson at a computer, what would you do in that situation? What would you tell the patient? And someone was being funny in terms of the original software system, and there was a sentence in there that said, go to hell. So the computer came back with it and said, tell the doctor to go to hell. So I took it in, and I made it to the National Congress of Medicine on the suggestion that that sentence be left in there for the World Diagnostic Code. So we have now a sentence which won't last, and everybody will get upset and say, well, it isn't professional and that type of thing. I can just see the AMA and God, they'll go crazy, you know. But the thing is, it's true. This is where the process of these outcomes are associated with these individual patients. And if you take the process of, right now Watson is working on cancer care with algorithms and the virtual, to develop into this virtual physician's assistant. And the process, oncology has developed over the years based upon experimental processes of using various forms of organ transplants to develop immunological profiles. And working, that's how I got into the discovery how immunology was being compromised by the water that we were drinking and the foods that we were eating that had these various chemicals, which the public had not had an open discussion on the national stage, even though the government knew it, and it had known it for many years. And of course, I did all this peer review work on patients of osteomyelitis and cancer of the bladder and pancreatic cancer and, of course, sperm breakage for males, which, by the way, that court case in Camp Lejeune with the Marines has been settled concerning the use of chloramine causing abortions in the wives of the, recruits there, and which the government purposely did. But I think it's time that we develop a little of that attitude. We tell them to go to hell. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
This is Barker Pathways. I want to make sure that we've got a caller in, John from Tennessee. John, are you there?
I'm here, Dr. Parker. How are you doing?
Very good, John. Thanks for calling. Happy Labor Day.
Oh, thank you. Dr. Parker, I remember several years ago, probably 7 or 8 years ago, you wrote the article, Chloramine Causes Collateral Health Damage. And then you were working, I spoke to you one time, you were looking at bottled water. I've got a couple questions regarding genetics and energy drinks. I'm wondering if it's on topic or if you'd be willing to possibly answer it for me.
I'll do my best. I only have a few minutes, but
I've got
4 minutes for the next commercial. So go ahead, John.
I'll get to the most important one. The energy drinks, Dr. Parker, I don't drink them, but I have been checking out the ingredients, and I was wondering if you can tell me the reason that they, and I hope I pronounce it right, that they're putting cyanamide in several of these energy drinks, and the side effects of cyanamide, or however you pronounce it.
Mm-hmm. Well, when cyanamide was first used several years ago, I remember bringing that up when I was doing the peer review work on humans, and it was that the government had done studies on the use of additives that would change cells of the human body. This was in, these would be around 1987 studies, which they hid from the public and in the real world, you know. And thank you for mentioning chloramine and Costco hoof damage, because that's been translated into four foreign languages, and I have some added material in there, which I'm trying to get on the homepage of RBN. They had chloramine Costco hoof damage as a permanent editorial from columnists for nearly 5.5 years, and they were astute enough to have that. In the process of this, because the public wouldn't have known about it otherwise, but the thing is that the additive that you're talking about has several functions. The government will deny this, of course. It has to do with the process of iron binding. In other words, if you energy cannot be transmitted in the body unless it's bound to hemoglobin, which is in your red cell, and most of the energy drinks are nothing more than synthetic sugars or forms of galactoses or glucoses themselves, and a lot of it's based upon the binding of sucrose, and so it's a very complex chemistry for doing that. Dissipates very quickly. And that additive is really not good for you. Number two, the whole process of adding what you might call a fake sterility. In other words, the idea that they can legally say, well, we have a product which is safe, that is basically... sterile is not the word, or sterility can be the word, but it's not the word they can use. So in other words, that particular molecule is just put in there to attach itself to whatever was left over from carbon filtering, which does not take out all of the ingredients that are going to be harmful to you, all of the metals and things of that sort. So those are two huge functions of that cyanamide. And by the way, do not give any of those drinks to your animals, particularly to your birds, particularly to your chickens, and to any other four-legged pet that you have in a cage particularly, and absolutely do not put it into a tank of fish, because they'll die.
Well, I'm wondering also, in fact, you prompted one more question. Is it similar to the effects of cyanide, which would, even in a small amount, you go to the MSDS sheet at the FDA, and it says, although the amount of cyanamide it's deemed to be an amount that is not harmful, there's no ill effect, according to them.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no good reason to put it in there unless it's something nefarious.
Well, the thing is, you will see in the MSDN sheet, you will see such a description called cyanogen. That's the original molecule form. The iodide form of the IDE part is the addition of the binding to the nitrogens at the hydrogen base of a cyanogen. Cyanogen, of course, is not cyanide, but it's a product that is requires, let's say, when you taste something that is bitter on your tongue, that is a process of the cyanogen. In other words, in the human body. So
okay.
It's not a good idea. It's not cyanide. It's a synthetic. It's a combination synthetic plus natural combination of two molecules together, which is why it gets that name.
Okay, now do these energy drinks, this is the other question that your answer prompted, do these energy drinks tweak the consumer's DNA in any way?
They could.
Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is Burger Pathways. Very quickly, I want to just a couple sentences. It doesn't do it justice, but because we have to go on, we have a short hour today. But this is a very important question that came in from the last caller. The idea of DNA change as a result of drinks. Just step back for a moment and work with what we're talking about in terms of amines and processes, chlorides, but the trihalomethanes. Now, the trihalomethanes that are made from the addition of chloramine or adding ammonia to the water, which, by the way, can cause leukemia in test animals and, of course, and liver cancer in test animals, and of course that can be extrapolated to humans and has been. The government hit it. One thing that I want to make clear, and I've repeated it many times, when I came out and exposed this to the public several years ago, and these kinds of researchers and knowledge bases were aware on an awareness level in the medical field and the rest of it for all of it, you know, and when I did the peer review, keep in mind who I was when I was peer reviewing. I was one of the top 10 people at the time with Uncle Sam that reviewed contracts and proposals that went through National Institute of Health and Health and Human Services. And I had the final, I was one of the guys that had the actual final initial with the President of the United States as to who got what money. That's the way it was done. I've kind of I'm one of the old Western guys that you see in a movie that I'm now pulling out my holster and gun and strapping it on and going out for a street fight, and that's exactly where I am right now. Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. I'm going to answer this question, and I want the audience to really be clear. We're not talking about the process of your emotion. We're not talking about the process of what you believe in religious belief. We're not talking about the process of anything. We're talking about you take away all of this internalization of what you've been taught since you were a child. And the whole thing, you see, in the whole process that I've been into, I've always taught people. I've taught people in terms of knowledge base as a knowledge engineer. You cannot fool Mother Nature. The way that you damage gene structure, like chloramine, is a genotoxic and a mutotoxic. Genotoxic means it changes the genes of the organism it's attacking, and in terms of the process within the water. Mutagenic means it's changing the chromosomes. Now, in the drinks that this caller is talking about, there is nothing in there that's going to cause mutagenic and cytotoxic activity. What the issue is the organs chemistry, the biochemistry, the processes of the methylization from the liver, the process of taking the Krebs cycle in the liver and changing the glycosidase and the lysises that go on to produce the nine major enzymes that are necessary for what's called transaminases. That was what I had at the beginning of the hour here. The fact that a physician to a cancer patient would say, well, we can't do those types of tests. In terms of, they will give you the alkaline phosphatase because that is a test that will be supported by Obamacare. And the physician's correct. That is the only test that will be supported, because that decision has to be made by a bureaucrat in Health and Human Services in Virginia. And the patient is located somewhere else in the United States of America. Now, the whole process is that if the organ in the real world has to take the process of the sucroses in the terms of the change of the glycolysis and changes them into the transaminases into the liver, it is entirely possible to be able to change the genetic code. It's not saying that it will or will not, but I'm going to give you a piece of real-world action. You take Johns Hopkins University. They have developed what is called an organoid. This is an artificial laboratory organ, which will replace animal studies for the studies of these various processes of chemicals. Now, the organoid has been worked on for a long time. It's now reached a point where it's becoming successful. And, of course, we can't even estimate. People want to be political and talk about jobs. You know, you're talking about thousands of jobs, hundreds of companies that will be a result of this Johns Hopkins work on organoids. But there are tissues that have been changed to be an organoid to test these chemicals and to test these processes that we're taking into our body. And Johns Hopkins has four of these organoids, and I could do a whole show on that and in process, because I'm very familiar, because I reviewed one of the projects. Now, the whole thing comes down to that if you look at something in terms of its effect on you, and you put it out to the public. And in my case, I did. It was about 910 studies that I peer reviewed that had been done, and it was the government's own work. They had been doing it from up to 1989, and then that was when they decided to add ammonia to the water, and then plus all these other chemicals, and the cancer agents, and the nine cancer agents. And at that time, there were about 900 and some trihalomethanes, which are about disinfecting byproducts. Now, as we speak, there's over 3,000. And the whole point was that's where that was. So, now, why would the government go to medical school libraries throughout the country, and every one of the references of their own work they would take off the medical shelves? And that's what happened. If I had not inadvertently kept the original work, which takes up a miniature library at this point, which I will not tell anyone where that library is. It's not in the same place I am, and that's for protection. This is work done by professional people in medicine and the process, and those journals are off. The website that they had for the process of the development of all of this was taken off 6 years ago. Any mention of this is off. Why is it that the process, I'm just saying, I'm not putting the thought in your mind, we're not being political here. The whole process is, why is it that soft drinks in the process are being equated to obesity when the whole process of the genetic code for the molecule of glycis the process of leptin is based upon the process of the development of a glycolysis in the Krebs cycle of the liver, unless you were purposely trying to do it, and you clear FDA. The FDA doesn't approve these drinks in terms of the process. So I'm just saying. So what I'm going to be clear about this. Anything you have, the answer to the caller from Tennessee is that it's yes and no. And I'm being absolutely clear about it. And in fact, there's some things that I have. Why do unions spend all that lobby money to try to keep me from talking about this subject? You see, I call this the subject of biopolitics. See, you can talk politics all you want, Democrats, Republicans, and the president, but I call it biopolitics. In the process, you have these bioprogressives who are supportive of new biology, where the left emphasize regulations and equality and the common good, which is what the present socialist people are in government. And then you have those on the right who are emphasizing free enterprise as the most reliable source of innovation. At the same time, developing biopolitical ideas on organ transplants, or developing the process of kidney transplants, or developing the process of the chemistry or biology of the organs themselves and how it affects the mind. In other words, the left and right brain chemistry research is being done, of which I am very familiar and updated on. So the whole thing has to do with the process of innovation and how you guide it. I have mentioned to the audience many times that the American Inventors Act is a that was just signed, by Obama and the whole press. You think Obamacare is a process by which you're going to have a socialized medicine, which is true? You haven't seen anything yet. You talk about jobs. You can't even touch the process of the socialization of innovation. To be able to control ideas in medicine and come from that Inventors Act. Excuse me. Do you realize that I'm not picking on Democrats in terms of medicine and the process of that the word Obamacare is considered racist. Now, that's what they left out into the public domain not any more than close to a day and a half ago. Now, let me put it to you this way. If you have an Obamacare, and by the way, you remember, listeners, I had 2,700 pages of that bill before it became law. I was reading to my audiences of the sections of that bill, and it says in there and how they were going to control the genetic code, how they were going to control the diagnostic situation, and changing the ICD code 10 from ICD code 9, which is the catalog that's used for using codes for diagnostic codes. And I exposed every single one of those sections, and it went, I don't know where it went, I don't know if anyone used it, and the listeners out, but the listeners that we had on this station in the process had that information in their pocket. And I don't know if you sat back and said, Jay, I don't know, I'm going to be political. You know, that's where you got destroyed, because it's a biopolitical issue as who lives and dies. The American Inventors Act has taken the process of the first to file as the PRA law, and the process and the first to invent is no longer useful. And that will go into official effect on March 16th, year 2012. Now, the United States government is going to go around the United States and have what they're going to call a roadshow, which to determine how to develop and how you lose your right of conception to prove it, of your idea to make it on an even level in China. Now, look, the whole process of the formation of the of ideas within the medical device business, in the term that most of the biology is turning electronic. I have in front of me five major proposals and processes that I've reviewed, where DNA has its own DNA wiring system within the tissue that can tell electronically within its own DNA if you have a distorted cell. You realize how much of a business that's going to be. It's all going to be located in the process of Shanghai. If you mark my words, Shanghai, China is going to take over the financial world in the process of this within a blink of an eye before this year is up. And the whole process of our economic condition in this country is totally based on innovation and the process of how you control it. If you control the idea, you control the concept. If you control the concept, you control the business model. That's why Obama wanted Sharia law and the business plans in this country. That's why when he made the statement that you can't take a Bible to a soldier's funeral, within the other paraphrase of that sentence, mentioned Sharia law in the process, which I'm saying on air. You want to call it racist? I'm going to put it to you this way, fella. The whole thing comes down to the fact that Obamacare has studies in the process of saying, I want an Obamacare, a certain number of blacks. I want a certain number of women. I want a certain number of veterans. That sounds pretty good, nice and patriotic, right? You read that of Obamacare and you find out your skin color matters. It doesn't care what your brain power is. You take the American Inventors Act. That report was due September 16th, 2011, to determine how many blacks got patents, how many women got the innovation in the process of it, so they could change the system that's working it through. I want to tell you something. In terms of the whole process, you think that you're going to have the people talk about jobs, they don't even know what they're talking about, in my opinion. No, it's all based on the first-to-file process within the patent system. What do you think they're doing in Shanghai, China? They're educating. This is not an overcompensation of figure. 900,000 patent people to do nothing but file first in the international stage of which is called the World Trade Organization, which, by the way, is governed by the United Nations. No, this is no game, folks. This is the process. I've told you about it. You didn't own your body. Remember I talked about the disclosure documents at the hospitals 4 years ago? I exposed the whole process of the development of kidney transplants that were destroyed by chloramine in the drinking water. It took the Association of Kidney Dialysis People 3 years to finally admit that I was correct, that 2.5 million people were on the back end of a bad deal in kidney dialysis. And you know why they were doing that? Because the socialist system was patient dumping. Patient dumping. Do you realize that how many people in this country have their loved ones at home with no way that they can really take care of them, and to have some bogus immigrant nurse who can't speak English, who gets more benefits than you do, and is you got to pay $5,000 to $600,000 a month at some lousy place that the people don't want to even be in? Patient dumping. And do you know how many, and that was what Michelle Obama was doing before she became first lady. $500,000 a year in a Chicago deal. You read it up yourself. You know what my whole point is? You know how many children in this country are taking care of their loved ones' children? It's estimated that 1.3 million children are taking care of adults in this country as if they were hospital attendants. They're missing school. They're developing mental deviations. They're disturbed human beings because they're being screwed over by our society. They need help. You should tune in to an organization called Champion Children. Get an eye feel and get a grip. Get a handle on what the hell's happening in this country. You're going to think, I'm going to tell you what the government's planning. It's on September 10th in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We'll be talking in the first-to-file system, okay? September 17th in Denver. September 14th in Los Angeles. September 20th in Detroit, Michigan. September 12th in Alexandria, Virginia. September 28th in New York. In Atlanta, Georgia, September 24th. And in Houston, Texas, September 26th. And the patent office is your lifeline. You better know what's going on. They are the Obamacare of invention. A complete, utter, global nightmare. So you get a grip. You want a job? Learn what first to file and the patent is all about. See you at the other end of the break.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Parker Pathways. One of the things that I want to mention about China and that process of it, if the Chinese are developing their 900,000 people as their core, first to file and patent on the national stage for international patents to beat the United States, it's estimated that, of course, this will come out with their Shanghai Financial World monetary control. But when you look at the other issue, which is not being discussed openly with the public, has estimated that by the year 2030, the global middle class, spending is expected to exceed $55 trillion. And that North America, according to financial analysts that I study, they say that it'll account for only 10% of it. So this means that if you have it, it'll come out to the Asian Pacific area will have a close to a 570% growth with spending by the middle class within the Asia Pacific. In North America, it's only they only estimate maybe $5 trillion, and that's going to be it. In South America, $3 trillion. But the hardcore money going out in Europe is $8 trillion on the estimate, and of course that's projected. So what we have is the Asia Pacific controlling 3/4 of the economic development of everything moving on the earth. Out of 2/3 of that, 80% of medicine will be controlled financially through the Asian Pacific market. Let me be clear about what we're talking about. We're talking about the formation of a new middle class in the developing countries, and which is why I'm interested in Asia for medical laboratory development, and why to get out of the loop in the United States in terms of getting away from the socialized medicine. Because the whole process is the control of who lives and dies at one end, not to be a broad brush with it. But if you have control on the first to file in terms of your idea in the developmental process of this, then you're not going to be able to compete on the open market. And that's why the Patent Office is going to develop what's called the Inter Partes Trial, which is the involved with the first to file system. It'll be done by a patent administrative judge rather than be considered by an examiner. So you'll be in front of a 3-judge panel to determine on any form of a third party challenge within the patent. And if your idea does not conform to the social concept of the first to file, that you had the first date to file against a competitor in a foreign country, then therefore you will not receive your idea. Now, you wanted to be, I had a lot of material which was I don't have with me right now concerning a fellow that had a ketchup bottle. Now, the ketchup bottle case is important because it forms the idea that Heinz feels that they invented the ketchup bottle the way they did, and he felt that he had made a change. And that's going to go in front of the Supreme Court. But you know what the basis is? Who's going to organize all of the people to make the kitchen bottle? And that's what the real case is all about. It's like Obamacare wanting to organize all the healthcare workers in a union from Obamacare, which is his real goal. We'll see you at the other end of the break. We have a guest. Great guest, Dr. Susan Ashley on ADHD.
It's true.